We have been actually noticing that there is an growing state of virus in Burundi. And this has been the case from the time when Nkurunziza announced his candidacy to the third term. So now that a senior officer in the army can be killed in the street, this is a matter of global concern from the population, because they all know that they are not protected.
Some people are calling on you and other people to petition the government to increase protection for the people.
It is their duty, it is the task for the government to protect all the citizens, including the ordinary citizens and the top officials in the administration, in the army, in the judiciary, and all the foreigners living on the national territory.
Has the government come out to say anything following the assassination of this army general?
The assassination of this army general was known early the morning around 10 a.m. So it is very, very early to have the official position of the government about the same. But we expect that the government should actually increase the protection of all Burundians and at some extent try to resolve the underlying causes of this violence.
Main opposition leader Agathon Rwasa has been elected as the deputy speaker of the National Assembly or Parliament. How are people reacting to this? Some people are saying that he has betrayed the people of Burundi who are opposed to the third term of President Nkurunziza. What are you hearing from the ground?
Rwasa did not explain to people his choice, and we deeply respect his choice. This is a political choice. But many are disappointed for during the fake elections, he conquered with other politicians to call for the boycott of the fake elections. And now we are actually surprised to see that he has lost a lot of opportunities for local government members. If he had planned to run or to participate in the elections, he would have gotten a lot of members of the parliament and the senators as well. So we are actually wondering whether he's supportive of President Nkurunziza, which should be actually too strange, because Rwasa is one of the key opposition leaders opposing the third term.
Supporters of the president appear to have been going after his supporters. So in order to save his supporters, he had to take his seat in parliament to prevent his supporters from being harassed, intimidated, and some attacked violently. What do you say to that?
It is actually not the matter of being in the institutions that could prevent people from dying. The issue is that the entire system is built on the ideology of killing whomever opposes the ruling party's ideas, whomever actually challenges the ruling party's position. So to date, we do not think that Rwasa and his 17 MPs will be able to actually challenge the ruling party's position within